question I got. Okay? Here's a question I got. You guys ready for the question? Okay. Since Hillary Clinton is on the campaign trail, okay? Since Hillary Clinton is on that campaign trail, talking about Bill being back in the White House, don't you think his past is relevant today? Seriously, if Hillary Clinton is campaigning and she's saying, I'm going to put in charge of revitalizing the economy Bill Clinton. He knows how to do it. And he especially knows how to do it in places like coal country and the inner cities in other parts of our country that have really been left out. Not real sure why this is not getting the coverage. Oh, I forgot. We got Donald Trump. We have People Magazine reporter. We have a New York Times article with two Chris Matthews pundits, you know, the two that wrote the piece that are always on Matthews and Lawrence O'Donnell. I understand now. I understand now. I get it. I mean, this is a pretty big deal. This is a pretty big deal. Now, she could kind of blow this off, and when somebody at a rally presses her on this, you know, some quasi reporter says, is President Clinton going to be a cabinet member? And she says, no. So she could say that. But if you're giving a speech, if you're at a rally and you're talking to, I don't know, thousands of people, and it's being covered for NBC or ABC or CNN, whoever wants to pick up the feed, and you are telling everybody in Kentucky, quote, my husband, who I'm going to put in charge of revitalizing the economy, because you know he knows how to do it. And especially, let me see if I can pull this off. My husband, who I'm going to put in charge of revitalizing the economy, because you know, do you know he knows how to do it? And especially in places like coal country and the inner cities and other parts of our country that have really been let out. How is that? Was that good? Was that a good Hillary Clinton? Was it or no? You can, if you didn't think it was, you can say it. If you didn't think that was good, you can say it. If you didn't think I did good, you can say it. So she says that. So it's pandering. I mean, to the 900th degree. Pandering to the 900th degree. Or she's being 100% honest that Bill Clinton will be back in the White House and it will be a third term. Or both. Or both. She's pandering and saying this is a third term for Bill Clinton. Now, when you listen to your CNNs, MSNBCs, Foxes, whoever it is, and I throw Fox in there because Megyn Kelly, her program is just a bash Trump fest. So in all of these programs, talk about Bill Clinton's past, and they go, do you really think Trump is going to go there? Do you really think it's going to work? Do you really think the voters care? It was so long ago. And to go after to go after him and somehow blame his wife, are people are women going to be turned? It's like, well, wait a minute, time out. Before we're talking about a spouse who's just sitting in his big overstuffed chair, drinking a beer, watching women's volleyball. That's what we were talking about years ago. Or a spouse that's watching TV, watching soap operas, whatever it is. But now we're talking about somebody who's going to have a job in the White House, a very big job, somebody that's going to be running the economy, somebody whose job, so remember, Hillary Clinton wasn't a cabinet member. When she was the first lady, she wasn't a cabinet member. If that question that was asked of Hillary by some quasi-reporter after she did this rally is the halting of this story because Hillary said, well, he's not going to be a cabinet member. So then everybody in the media goes, oh, okay, see, so. Well, you don't need a cabinet post to work in the White House, to have a prominent role as it pertains to policy in the White House. When Hillary Clinton was the first lady, and she worked on healthcare, which she likes to tell everybody, before it was Obamacare, it was Hillary Care. She wasn't a cabinet member. She wasn't a cabinet member. But she worked in that White House on healthcare and a whole list of other things. And what she's saying at that rally is basically Bill is going to do the exact same thing she did when she was first lady. So he won't have a cabinet position, but he's going to be part of that administration. He's going to deal with things like the economy. And getting businesses going in the inner city and so forth and so on. I mean, this now opens Bill Clinton's history up no different than Donald Trump's history is opened up. I mean, when that woman from People Magazine says Donald Trump is a liar, you can't have a liar in the White House. When you hear pundits on CNN talking with Wolf Blitzer, talking with Anderson Cooper, talking to Don Lemon, and they start breaking down this John Miller story, and they go, well, you know, it's not the fact that he pretended he was his own press agent. It's the fact that today, 26 years later, he lied about it. That's the problem. The problem is that today, he lied about it. And that's the thing that's really troubling. That's what all the pundits are saying. Oh, he lied. Okay, well, Hillary Clinton is talking about having Bill Clinton in the White House running the economy. And I got to imagine next to national defense, running our nation's economy is pretty important. And that guy, you want to talk about a liar? Wow. If there's a major leagues for lying, and Donald Trump has one or two championships, well, guess what? Bill Clinton is like the Lakers. Bill Clinton is like the Yankees. Of lying. I mean, serious. You can't. I mean, that guy. I mean, forget about it. And this isn't the first time that Hillary Clinton has said, "Oh, Bill's going to be giving me advice. I'll be talking to Bill." When we're at the kitchen table, who better to talk about certain issues like the economy than Bill Clinton? Under him, he created 25 million jobs. And so she's going on different talk shows or different print articles and said Bill Clinton will be at the kitchen table with her. And now she's straight up talking at a rally, talking from the podium. Saying Bill Clinton will be put in charge. Bill Clinton will be put in charge. I mean, Bill Clinton's past is now completely, everything from his past, 100%, is back open. 100%. I was saying this weeks ago, when Hillary Clinton started to float out there that Bill Clinton would be doing stuff in the White House. And I said, hey, man, if you're going to call Donald Trump a sexist and you're going to say all these things that Donald Trump is, you have to go at Hillary Clinton, because it's not just her husband. It's not just the guy sitting in the Barca lounger. It's a guy that she says is going to be involved with running our country. And if that's the case, his past is open. His past is open. His past is open. I mean, Donald Trump's butler, for heaven's sake, isn't running for a VP post. Donald Trump's butler isn't running for Trump's not going to appoint him a commerce secretary. And this guy's past what he wrote on Facebook, he's a former butler. He's a former butler. So, yeah. Yeah. When Hillary Clinton says that Bill Clinton is going to be in charge of the economy, now remember, Bill Clinton is one of the only presidents to actually, or I should say, one of the only Democrats in our lifetime that actually won West Virginia, actually won coal country, as they would say. So here she is saying, hey, whole country, I know you don't like me. No, you don't like me, but you like my husband. And if you vote for me, it's like really voting for my husband. Voting for me is like voting for my husband. So pretend it's not me. Pretend it's not me. Pretend it's Bill. She said that. She said that. She said her husband's going to come out of retirement to help her restore jobs in the areas hit hard by the loss of manufacturing and coal mining. I mean, come on, guys. Everything is back on the table as it pertains to Bill Clinton's past. The guy is going to be a co-president. The co-president. The co-president. It's funny, and I know some of you women are going to be a little upset by me saying this, but it's kind of funny how you hear this women can, well, I shouldn't say women, when it talks or pertains to Hillary Clinton and the whole if she was a guy, she wouldn't get 5% of the vote, and how that's sexist, and look at all of her accomplishments, and oh my God, listen. If she was so accomplished, if she was so qualified, if she was the best person for the job now and in everything that she's done, and it hasn't been based on who she was, then Bill Clinton wouldn't be running around and touting how great she is. She wouldn't be talking about Bill Clinton helping her run the country. She would be saying, all right, I know you're my spouse, but what I'm going to have you do is not unnormal. But I'm going to have you just chill at home. I don't need you on the campaign trail. Matter of fact, I want you to do what most ex-presidents do. Remember this, guys. Normally, the ex-president or the outgoing president for that party is the one that stumps for whatever candidate is running for that party. That's normally what happens. Normally, a president from 20, 25 years in the past, normally, they don't campaign and hit city after city after city after city. That normally doesn't happen. And a spouse normally doesn't do that. And if a spouse is on the campaign trail, The spouse is with the person who's running. So it's both of them in an area. When Bill Clinton ran for president, Hillary Clinton wasn't jet-setting across the United States, making her own campaign stops and rap. She didn't do that. So as you see, what's going on with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton is not something that's normal. It's not. And if Hillary Clinton was really this strong of a candidate and she had all these great qualities and she didn't need a man, then there would be no Bill Clinton. There would be no Bill Clinton. Because both things that Bill Clinton is doing is somewhat unprecedented. Both things that Bill Clinton is doing, whether it's a spouse or it's a ex-president, is unprecedented. Let's put it this way. When George Bush, when W was running for president in 2000, Senior didn't jet set all over the place. And he wasn't in bad health then. The guy was still jumping out of an airplane, parachuting. He wasn't what he is now in the wheelchair, and he's all, and you can't say, well, Rob, he only served one term, you know, and you don't, you know, it wasn't real, real over the top success. Well, Bill Clinton is so full of scandals. Who the hell would, I mean, Al Gore didn't want him with him. Al Gore was like, ah, dude, just please. No, I just, it's all good. It's all good. So what's going on with Clinton and Hillary, I mean, it should concern some of you. It should concern all of you. You're going to get a third. Listen, you're going to get a third term of Bill Clinton. Okay? If Hillary wins, you're going to get a third term of Bill Clinton. You're going to get a third term. And anything that was good that came with that term was outweighed by a lot of bad stuff. A lot of bad stuff. And Hillary Clinton is saying, she's saying, 100%, my husband is going to be in charge of the economy. And again, you know what the media is talking about today? The New York Times article about Donald Trump, the hit piece that now has the woman who the story was about coming out saying the story's BS. This Ronan Brewer Lane. Story's BS. They took things out of context. It was a hit piece. It was garbage. It was garbage. It was garbage. They should be asking Donald Hillary Clinton about the Bill Clinton. They should be investigating Bill Clinton. They should be talking about Bill Clinton's past since he's going to be working the White House again.